Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We managed to track down a few visiting farmers from around the country at field days. The first didn't have to come far. He's from Waikato.
So my name's Bart van der Veen, dairy farm in Springdale, milking 220 cows, 50-50 share milking.
How was your trip to field days today?
A three-hour trip from Springdale to here was a little excessive, but...
How many k's away are you?
A normal drive would probably be about 45 minutes, so... But it's well worth going, so it's all good. Yeah, excited to be here.
How are things on the farm? It's a new farm for you.
Yes, yeah. So we've moved from low-order share milking to 50-50 share milking. So, yeah, it's been really exciting. Very lucky to have a lot of grass when we got here, and cows looking really good. So, all in all, a perfect start.
There must be lots to find out about a new farm when you arrive.
Yeah, even this morning I started a machine up and for some reason the pulsators weren't going and there's something that I need to do that I haven't done. Because actually the only downside of this season so far is I've had one slip cow and two heifers that have just, the full term, they're just born really early. So someone must have slipped a bull in there a little too early. So we're stuck milking three cows. Right now I'd rather have another 20 so I can start supplying, but it doesn't look like that.
What do you do with the milk?
At the moment, we've got two calves to feed, but then the rest, yeah, it's saved up for later on, for the older calves. Yeah, nothing's wasted.
What are you here to buy today, or are you just looking?
Absolutely nothing. My checkbook is closed. I get that it's an $8 payout, but my pockets are closed. But I'm definitely having a look. You know, we haven't had field days we didn't have it last year, so just excited to be here, really. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Alan Fleming from Te Puke, and I'm a gold kiwifruit grower in Te Puke. Take great pride in growing good gold kiwifruit to send around the world. Enjoy the science of it and the challenges of producing better and better quality and quantity of kiwifruit. It's certainly an industry I enjoy working in. I'm very proud of the fact that we're world leaders in kiwifruit. I'm doing my bit to try and maintain that prestige. We set the bar very high, or Zespri set it high for us, and I support that strategy.
How's this year been, growing-wise?
Challenging. It was a dry year, as was the previous year, but we did produce to a good level, very good level. Fruit quality was not quite as good, and I think it was... probably a lack of water at an early part of the season and the formative times of the fruit.
What sort of price range is gold making per hectare?
I think the industry average number of trays is 16,000 trays a hectare, and last year Zespri achieved $12.48, I think, per tray. Some orchards are producing well over 20,000 trays, myself included, and that times $12 something certainly is over $200,000 worth of fruit coming off per hectare before costs.
William Beetham, Wide Upper Farmer, just east of Marston Federated Farmers Meath and Wiltshire. So the conditions on farm in Wide Upper, it's beautiful and warm, and we've had rain. So there's a lot of farmers who are feeling a lot of relief that the rain has finally come. Things are nice and warm. Even though we've had a bit of rain, we're getting shearing done. And a lot of the arable guys are just watching their crops grow or enjoying buying in some lambs on grass that is growing flat out.
Sheep and beef farmers must be happy at the moment because prices are pretty good.
A lot of sheep and beef farmers are quite happy at the moment with the value of red meat. Wool is still always a big question, and we're moving into a lot of guys who will shear twice or do some winter shearing in the Wairarapa and across New Zealand, and they're still struggling to get decent value for their wool, and we're finding that some contractors' prices are increasing. So that's a real challenge for our industry, but I think our industry's up for it, and I can see a great future for wool if we continue to focus on creating value in it.
And why did you come to field days this year?
Oh, that's because Federated Farmers, we've got a stand here, and we get an opportunity to connect with a lot of our members. members and also talk to a few non-members. So it's a great opportunity.
What issues are they bringing up with you?
Listen, I think the biggest issue that we're facing, and it's really interesting in terms of I was at the KPMG business breakfast this morning presenting the agri-business agenda, and the clear part of that agenda was how do we deal with the breadth of change and challenges that are happening both in market and in New Zealand for farmers, and the challenge that is for, I suppose, everybody's well-being and mentally. And then I talk to farmers and they're talking about, hey, listen, we're doing our best to change, we're looking for opportunities to do better, but we're really struggling with everything that's coming everything that's coming down the line at the moment and how we deal with it. That's just such a common theme that we're facing across our industry and across the sector right now, and I think that's one of the most important things that I've noticed in the conversations today.
Would you say farmers are under stress?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that farmers are under stress, and whilst we're facing, say for example in the red meat sector, some of the best pricing we've faced and we've had for a generation, they're under stress because of the breadth of issues that we have to deal with in this industry. And, you know, we can go from immigration to employing people on the ground through to the environmental issues, through to health and safety, all of these aspects, climate change, that the farmers want to tackle and are trying to deal with, but it's just so much happening at one point in time. But that's across the sector, from both the industry and farmers.
Hi, I'm Liam Martin from Canterbury, and I work for a cropping company called Cropmark Seeds. We sell proprietary ryegrasses and brassicas and clovers.
So you're here at Field Days to introduce farmers to what's new and what works?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's the first year I've had a crack at having a stand here at Field Days, so just a chance to sort of fly the flag and have a talk with farmers and get our products out there and... Yeah.
How are things in Canterbury?
Obviously, there was a fair bit of rain there a week or so ago, and some of the farmers closer to the foothills were quite badly hit in terms of flooding and quite a few winter crops drowned out. But overall, closer to the coast where I live, we only probably got about 70 mils, so that soaked away pretty quickly. But at the moment, I guess your dairy farmers are starting to graze their winter crops, and it was just a good top-up of water for some of the cropping guys, so... Yeah.
I guess it's a bit late for farmers who have lost crops to re-sow, but have any been in contact about what their options could be?
At this stage, a lot of them are still trying to just assess damage sort of in terms of how much crop they've lost and work out plans on getting in supplement feed to replace those crops and fix damage on the farm in terms of fencing and bits and pieces. But I'm sure, I guess now it's a bit late to be sowing, to be fair, as we're into winter. So as we get closer to spring and the ground conditions start to warm up again, they'll be looking to redrill some of those paddocks back into permanent pasture.
Hi, I'm Malcolm from Simple Naked Soap, and I'm a goat farmer from South Otago.
How are things on the farm at the moment?
Starting to get a little bit wet, but the goats are faring up well. They're in good nick, and all in all, we're looking pretty good.
Are your goats housed?
No, they've got free range of the farm, and they've got sheds open 24/7, windbreaks all around the farm that they can put themselves under, shelter belts, and they choose whether they put themselves in the sheds or in the shelter belts, or in fact stay out with the rain's not going to last long.
Do you milk year-round?
No, we've been dry now for 3 months, and we've got babies due at the end of September, so we'll be full-on milking 30 does from then, pretty much. Babies stay on their mums, and we share milk and get the excess.
Oh, okay. So now that's unusual, isn't it?
Very unusual. So if you look at a milking farming way of life, we're the complete opposite of what's normally done. It means for us better quality of life for the does. Our udder health is, it's so easy to manage, it's not funny. The babies stay on there, they're always hunting for the milk because we all know how vigorous babies are feeding off udders. And our top milkers give us a litre of milk and feed twins at the same time.
What do you do with the milk?
Make it into body wash, soap bars, bars for sensitive skin. Our most sensitive is made with a colostrum milk. And Tracy bakes a little bit of homemade cheese, a bit of halloumi goes on the barbecue for us, and she has the milk in her tea.
So you don't sell any of your milk to go into milk powder or cheese that anyone else makes?
No. There's too many MPI hoops to jump through there. And look, if it's good enough for the ancient Egyptians to bathe in goat milk, we're making it good enough for the Kiwis here today.
Yep, hi, I'm John Kennedy. We're farming just out of Winton, Arete Plains in Southland.
What has the week been like?
Well, the week has been progressively getting wetter, but prior to that it was looking very, very good.
Now, you've got a dairy farm and you would have just wrapped up for the season. How was it?
The season's been exceptional, actually. We were lucky. I realise a lot of the rest of the country, including parts of Southland, have been very, very dry. but we really have had a great season.
And the milk payout's pretty good at the moment?
It is, yeah. We're very lucky like that, and I think we do have to be a little bit careful around how we spend money because you never know what's around the corner.
What's the farm labour situation like on your farm?
It is not 100%. I've got all shear milkers actually, so they provide the labour, but one of our properties is short of one staff member, and I know that they are having difficulty in finding another one. And I'd like to see the government actually perhaps more than 200, I think, would be what I'd like to see.
You'd like to see more than 200 workers be welcomed into New Zealand?
Yes, correct. I guess there's a lot of pressure on all employers at the moment, staff-wise, but with farming, you can't really change how you're farming easily. And so if you are short of staff, then it puts a lot of pressure on those people that are left on the farm.
How's Winton doing? If you're in Winton, what sort of feeling is there?
Oh, Winton's a great spot actually. We've been there 30 odd years now, and it's an awesome little town. And what concerns me actually is that we really just lost our last bank the other day. So I think that's a big issue for rural towns, losing their bank. You know, you lose a bank, then other things sort of follow. So I'd like to see the banks just sort of come to the party a wee bit, and I see Twizel has got an integrated banking service, and I quite like that principle where, you know, there's three or four banks in together. Yeah, it just seems to me that, you know, we need to keep as many services as possible.
Now, you're here at Field Days. Why have you come up?
I haven't been up here for a few years, and I love Waimumu, the Field Days there. I think they're great, but Mystery Creek has always been a bit of a draw card for me, and I'm not actually here to purchase anything, but there's plenty to see and do, and you never know, something might take my fancy. Yeah.
John Kennedy from Southland. He's one of more than 100,000 people who will go through the gates at Field Days this year, and the four-day event finishes on Saturday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.